joyed to be here this morning.
Amen. Mfarwa ngunge ndirikumba.
I'm happy to be home.
It's always good to be at home.
Zvakanaka kuva kumba.
Inini kuno kumba 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 kwedu kuno.
I am home.
Amen.
Amen.
Tumwana wepano.
I was raised here.
Amen. Saka ndisi stranger.
I'm no stranger.
Amen. Satotenda mwari mangwanana nhasi.
So this morning we thank God.
Vatumudza zvakare mukati memba yavo.
Who has brought us back into his house.
Amen. And sati taenderera mberi tingakotanise misoro yedu tinyengetere.
Before we proceed, may we bow our heads and pray.
Mutsvene makarurama, Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Mangwanana nasinoya zvakare pamberi pechigaro chenyu chenyasha. Baba tikutendai nokurumbidzai. Baba nokuda kwenyasha dzeinodo rwenyu. Baba tikutendai kuti Ishe munomutsvene matidzoso zvakare mukati meutano hwakanaka. Baba tinokutendai Ishe munomutsvene matidzoso zvakare mukati memwoyo yedu muine mufaro. Baba tiine tarisiro Ishe munomutsvene kubva kunzwa kwamuri. Baba nokuziva kuti Ishe munomutsvene makapa vimbiso mukati meshoko renyu. Mukati pane maviri kana matatu mukati mezita rangu. Ini ndinenge ndiripo pakati pangu. Baba munomutsvene hatina kukadzika mangwanana nhasi. Kuti muri pano Ishe munomutsvene nokuda kwete nokuda kwekuti Ishe munomutsvene isu tiri pano asi nokuda kwevimbiso yeshoko renyu. Baba samasimba tinotarira kwamuri Jehovha. Ishe munomutsvene saDhavhidha wakareva mukati meshoko renyu akati ndinosimudzira meso angu kumakomo, rubatsiro rwangu runobvepiko? Akaziva kuti rubatsiro rwake runobva kuna Jehovha iye wakasika denga nenyika. Mutsvene samasimba tinotarira kwamuri Ishe munomutsvene. Jehovha Ishe munomutsvene, pane chimwe nechimwe chatinotsvaka mangwanana nhasi Baba mutsvene, vimbo yedu iri pashoko renyu risingakundiki. Mutsvene ndinoti Ishe munomutsvene, huyai musangana nemwoyo yedu, huyai musangana nechikumbiro chimwe nechimwe chiri mukati mehana dzevana venyu. Baba munomutsvene, isu hatikwanisi imi ndimi kukwanisa kwedu. Ishe munomutsvene, zvirokwazvo tinoziva kuti kukwanisa kumira kwedu mangwanana nhasi Ishe nokuda kuti imi Kristu Jesu makaenda pamuchinjikwa mukave imi Ishe munomutsvene makave chivi kuti isu tive kururama kwaMwari. Baba tinomira Ishe munomutsvene mangwana nhasi Ishe munomutsvene tichipa kutenda nokuziva kuti Ishe munomutsvene makatiisa pachinzvimbo chekuti Ishe munomutsvene wakaipa hakwanisi kutibata nokuti Ishe munomutsvene imi ndimi muri dziviriro yedu. Mutsvene makarurama makatendeka tinozviisa zvino mukati meruoko rwenyu. Tinoti huyai mutange nesu sevhisi ino. Ishe munomutsvene tenzwe kurama sure kwezvose zvatinenge taita mbiri yose nokukudzwa tigozvipa kwamuri. Taikumbira zvese nokutenda Musara tenzi Jesu Kristu chwedu. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Ndofunga tisatagara pasi.
Before we take our seat.
Tisatotaura zvakawanda.
Before we can say anything.
Tivhure mabhaibheri edu.
Let's open our Bibles.
Ku 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
VaKorinde vekutanga chapter 1.
Chapter 5, sorry.
VaKorinde vekutanga chapter 5. And we read a few verses from there.
Amen. No, sorry, 2 Corinthians, sorry.
2
Corinthians chapter 5.
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Amen. We will just read from this one, I think about verse 7. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
Nokuti tinoziva kuti kana tabernacle yedu yepanyika ichinge yaparadzwa, tinoziva kuti pane imwe yakavakwa naJehovha iyo isina kuvakwa namaoko evanhu iri kudenga.
For in this we groan earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven.
Nekuti mune ino tinogomera zvikuru tichishuvira kupfeka iyo inobva kumusoro kudenga.
If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked.
Kana zvakadaro kuti isu tichinge takapfekedzwa hatifanire kuzowanikwa takashama.
For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but that clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life.
Nekuti isu vari mutabernacle ino tinogomera, nekuti tinenge takaremerwa nemutoro, asi kwete kuti tigare takachama aisha, asi kuti tipfeke. Kuti kuora kufa kuno kugomedzwa kunyange muupenyu.
Now he that hath wrought us for the self same thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit.
Nekuti uyo wakati unza akaita basa iri ndiye Mwari mumwe chete ndiye zvakare akati pawo isu rubatso rwemweya.
Therefore we are all always confident knowing that whilst we are at home in the body we are absent from the Lord.
Nekuti tino naizvozvo tose tinogutsikana kuti tichiziva kuti apo patinenge tiri mumutumbi uno isu tinenge tisiri kunyange mune uyo unouya.
For we walk by faith not by sight.
Nekuti azvisi zvemeso kan asi zvekutenda.
Let's read again in Exodus chapter 25.
Tiende kuna Exodus chapter 25.
Let's read verse 8 and 9, I think.
Exodus 25, verse 8 and 9.
And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. According to all that I shew thee after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it.
Maererano nemuchiratidzo chawakaratidzwa. Nemidziyo yose neurongwa hwayo uchaiita saizvozvo.
Amen. May God add blessing to the reading of his
word. Marano papadzo kuringa shoko ravo tigarei pasi.
Amen. Amen. Totenda Mwari mangwanana nhasi.
This morning we are thankful to God.
Amen. Kuti vatidzosa zvakare mukati memba yavo.
Who has brought us back into his house.
Tine tarisiro kubva kunzwa kubva kuna Mwari.
We expecting to hear from the Lord.
Amen.
Each time when we come to church, we don't come expecting from a man. Though men be the one standing here, but we expect to hear from God. Our prophet told us in this time,
the unveiling of God.
He preached a message unveiling of God.
Message unveiling of God.
In that message unveiling of God, the prophet said,
or
in all the time God, when God was being seen, he has always veiled himself
but
in
was
a veil.
Speaking of unveiling of God.
Asim profita vayengunotaura pamusoro pekubhedenura Mwari.
All the time.
Vanoti nguva yose.
When God was unveiled.
Mwari pavaibhedenurwa.
When God was shown.
Mwari vachiratidzwa.
He was behind a veil.
Vainge vari seri kwechidzitiro.
Amen. So we are so thankful.
Totenda zvikuru.
If we could see that revelation.
Dai tikabata kizaruro ichocho.
When you see that revelation.
Kana tabata kizaruro ichocho.
Do not take your brother or sister for granted.
Hauzongo chip. Hauzongotora hama yako, handadzi yako, uchingoti ndeye manga manga.
Or what they do. Neither what they say or do.
Hauzodereza kana kutadza kuremekedza zvavanotaura kana kuita.
Because it's God.
Nekuti ndi Mwari.
In his people.
Vari kushanda vari muvanhu vavo.
So we are so thankful this morning.
Mangwanana anototenda zvikuru.
Back in the house of God.
Kuti tadzoka muimba yaJehovha.
Amen. We know we all have been going through. We've been going through a time of sorrow.
Tanji zvati tese tanjipura munguva yekusurukirwa.
Our blessed pastor left us.
Shure kokuenda kwemfudzi wedu vanodikanwa.
You know when death comes among us.
Noziva patinosvikirwa nerufu pakati pedu.
We are so bereaved.
Tinobatikana zvikuru
because we have lost.
Nekuti tinenge tarasikirwa.
Any loss.
Kurasikirwa kupi zvako.
It brings pain.
Kune unza marwadzo.
Amen. But there is loss.
Panenge kurasikirwa.
Which brings gain.
Pane kurasikirwa kunounza maropafadzo.
Amen. So brother, sister.
Amandadzi.
My encouragement this morning.
kuridziro yangu mangwanani ano
is we should not look at a loss.
Ngatisangoramba takatarisa pakurasikirwa.
But we should see the gain.
Asi ngationei kubudirira kwacho kulipo.
Because when God does something in your life.
Mwari kana vaita chinhu muupenyu wako.
When God does something in a church.
Mwari vakaita chimwe chinhu muchurch.
God is bringing some awareness.
Mwari vari kuunza kupepuka.
Amongst the people.
Pakati pavanhu.
That they see the reality.
Kuti vaone mazviro kwazvo.
Of the things they are holding on to.
Ye chinhu chavakabata.
The reality.
Mazviro kwazvo.
Of what that they say they have seen.
Pa e chinhu chavari kuti vakaona.
Amen. Brother, sister,
Amandaz.
In this hour that we are living in,
Mungu yatiri kurarama ino iyi.
Amen. We have seen God.
Takaona Mwari.
Amen. Amen. Like I said, me, I'm a homeboy here.
Ini ndinataura kuti pana apa ndiri homeboy.
I'm a child who was born here.
Ndakaberekwa muno.
Amen. You cannot speak about Eastleigh Tabernacle.
Aungataure pamusoro peEastleigh Tabernacle.
If you are not speaking about Brother Lazarus.
Ukasataura zita ra Brother Lazarus.
You are not speaking about Brother Benchwell.
Ukasataura pamusoro pa Brother Benchwell.
You are not speaking about Brother Namuinesi.
Ukasataura pamusoro pa Brother Namuinesi.
You are not speaking about Sister So and So.
Ukasareva Sister Ningi Ningi.
Because the Eastleigh Tabernacle.
Nekuti Eastleigh Tabernacle
is the life.
Ndo upenyu.
Of the believers.
We attend
Eastleigh Tabernacle.
Eastleigh Tabernacle
is the manifestation
of
the life of God
in
the believers.
Amen.
Amen.
The
ministry
Mushumiro
of Jesus Christ
yaite Jesu Christ
in the pastor who was standing here
is the
life
upenyu
of the believers
who
are here.
We attend
so, brother, sister, when we speak of
Eastleigh Tabernacle,
we are not speaking about this building only.
We are
not speaking about the building.
Building.
We are speaking about the people who go there. We are speaking about the testimony of Jesus Christ in the lives of the believers. Because, brother, sister, the ministry,
Shumiro,
the fivefold ministry,
Shumiro ya kapetu ya kashano,
the ministry of Jesus Christ,
Shumiro ya iche Jesu Christo,
the ministry of a man,
I Shumiro ya munu,
it is not the man who stands there,
Asi muna, anomira kunomberi,
but it's God.
Asindi Mwari.
After a man has spoken,
Shironge muna ataura,
God is the one who gives the increase.
Mwari ndova no wetera.
You know, like in the book of Corinthians,
Se bugura ma Korinde,
they had not yet come to recognize
Vanga asinauska pa kuwonchereke
that revelation. That's why when Paul was speaking to them, he said, some of you, you say I'm of Paul. Some of you, you say I'm of
Silas.
He says, we as men, we have just spoken the word. And it's God who gives the increase. So it's a work of God. Although that God,
he
will not work without you and me. That's why he says in the book of Ephesians, he has given some in the
church,
pastors, apostles, amen, teachers, evangelists. It's God himself. It's not the man. Brother, sister, that's why it's an encouragement. I'm telling you, I'm part of Eastleigh Tabernacle. So whatever happens here, no matter where I am, it affects me. If you are truly a product of here, you are part of this church, wherever you are, whatever happens here, it affects you. So, brother, sister, let me give you an encouragement. Amen. Amen. Just forgive me. I'll take you down memory lane. Amen. Brother, sister, being part of here, which means I have borne the shame. This church has gone through. I was part of it. Whatever has happened, brother, sister, as we, I know, we are all anxious to say, we don't know where we have to choose a pastor. Amen. But my encouragement this morning,
kurudzira yangu mangwana neanu.
Brother, sister.
Aman, rats.
There's a time.
Pane nguva.
When we were coming up.
Patai kura.
Along the way.
Tichifamba redu munzira.
When we thought.
Tichifunga kuti.
We could stand with champions.
Taipunga tichamira nemhare.
We could put our trust in champions.
Tigoisa tariro yedu mune machampion.
But God.
Asimwari.
He showed us.
Vakatiratidza kuti.
That is not champions.
Asi machampion.
It's not those who can be able to do it.
Havasi vanofunga kuti vanofungidzwa kuti vanogona.
It only takes God.
Zvotora mwari.
That's why.
Ndosaka.
God brought us to our knees.
Vakatiunza mwari vakatiunza pamambi.
He brought us to that place.
Vakatiunza panzvimbo iyoyo.
Where he could take out.
Where aikona kuburitsa.
Our thoughts.
Pfungwa dzedu.
That we thought it was the champion.
Tataipunga kuti ndiye champion.
We stood with the champions.
Ndiye champion. Ndoma champion.
But God.
Asi mwari.
Made sure.
Vakavale
chikwatiye kuti. We come to that place.
Tasvika panzvimbo iyi.
Where we only trust in him.
Yataivimba namwari
chete. So I can say, brother, sister.
Toda hamana ndazi.
The way Eastly Tabernacles here is today.
Chimiro cha Eastly Tabernacles.
It's not the work of a man.
Asi basa remunhu.
It's only when we went on our knees.
Ndopanga kana tapfugama.
When we knew.
Tikaziva.
That it's not the doing of a man.
Harisisiri basa
remunhu. Now here it has to be God.
Pana pata kutoda mwari.
We have seen that men cannot do it.
Takaona kuti munhu hagone.
Men will do it according to the way he sees it.
Munhu anoita nemaonero ake.
But when it's God.
Kana vamwari.
God does it according to his will.
Mwari vanoita madiro avo.
According to his purpose.
Naira nedonzo ravo.
Which he has established in the heavens.
Ravakatema kudenga.
That's why, brother, sister.
Ndosaka amana
ndo. We have to trust in him.
Tifana kuvimba
na Jehovah. We have to look up to him.
Tofana kutarisa kwaari.
Don't look up to something.
Satarisa kune mumwe munhu.
Which you might want yourself.
Tatarisa chimwe chinhu chaunogona
kushanda iwe. Don't fall into that same trap.
Usawira mumuteyo.
Like the children of Israel.
Zvakaita vana veIsraeri.
In 1 Samuel chapter 8.
Muna Samuel rokutanga chapter 8.
The Bible says.
Bible roti iro.
Samuel was getting old.
Samuel akanga akwegura.
But all along.
Pesa.
God was the one.
Mwari ndivo.
Who was leading Israel.
Vaitungamirira Israel.
Through Samuel.
Kuburikidza naSamuel.
The prophet of God among us.
Profeta wamwari pakati pavo.
But they came to a time.
Asi vakasvika pane imwe nguva.
When they thought no.
Yavakafunga kuti.
Samuel is now old.
Samuel wakwegura.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because now what is happening?
Nekuti izvo zvakuitika.
We cannot stand it.
Hatichazvida.
They came to Samuel.
Vakakuya kuna Samuel.
They said Samuel.
Vakati Samuel.
Make us a king.
Tipe mambo.
Like all the other nations.
Tifanane nedzimwe ndudzi.
So brother, sister.
Amana ndadzi.
Why am I saying this?
Ndiri kuti
let it get out of your mind.
Bvisa pfungwa dzako.
That it will be done in your mind.
Ngatisa
ngatisa kupinda
pfungwa dzako panango chinamata.
Put ourselves before God.
Tichisa zvisa pamberi pa
Mwari. Say Lord.
It is she.
Send us.
Titumi
tipei. The right kind of a pastor.
Mando chayo yomfudzi.
Get it out of your mind.
Buritsa zviri mpfungwa dzako.
To look at other nations.
Usatarise dzimwe ndudzi.
They give us a pastor.
Oti tipei mambo
like any other nation.
Seva akapanana nedzimwe ndudzi.
Amen. God never refused them.
Mwari hana kuvanyima.
Because that's what was at the back part.
Nekuti ndozvaya useri kwepfungwa dzavo.
God only said.
Mwari akaenda kuti Samuel.
Give them a king.
Vape mambo.
But tell them.
Asi tivaudza.
The kind of king.
Mando ya mambo.
They are going to hell.
Wavachazova naye.
So that's why, brother, sister.
Ndosaka amana ndazi.
When we come to that time of prayer.
Kana tasvika panguva yekuna matai.
When we are looking up unto God.
Takatarisa kuna Mwari.
We have to make sure.
Tirove nechokwatiyo.
Our desire.
Zvishuwo zvedu.
It's the desire of the word.
Ndozvishuwo zveshoko.
What we are looking at.
Zvatakatarisa.
For the progression.
Ndokuti kuendera mberi.
Of Jesus Christ.
Kuchumira yaIshe Jesu Kristu.
Amongst his people.
Pakati pevanhu vavo.
Amen. Not anything. Out of this world. Because what we have learned to cherish. What we have learned to love. As this church. Has been a display. Of the life of Jesus Christ. That's the same thing. We would want to see as we go on.
Amen.
Because remember. The children of
Israel.
When Moses had gone away.
Moses
and there was Joshua.
Oh, Joshua.
And when Joshua came before the children of
Joshua
Israel. The children of Israel told Joshua.
Israel Joshua.
And as long as we are going to see the same God.
Kana tikangoona tikaramba tiendera kuona
Mwari mumwe chete
anga ari muna Moses.
We are going to follow you.
Tichakutevera.
So let it be your theme.
Ngaiwe kiyakwe.
But the thing you want to see. The thing you want to see
chinhu chauda kuramba uchiona mberi
is the continuation
kuenderera mberi
of the word of God
chekwe basa
ra mwari among the children of
God pa vana va mwari.
Let it be your desire.
Ngachiwe chisho chako.
Amen. Although we are not speaking about that this morning.
Aisiro nyaya yedu mangwana nyanga.
Amen. We have read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Ta verenga mna wa Korinde chapter 5.
Amen. Verse 1 to verse 7.
Ndima yekutanga kusvika pa 7.
Amen. And the Bible says
Bible rati,
if this earthly tabernacle of this house
kana tabernacle inoi
be dissolved
ika parazwa,
we have got one a building waiting
tine imwe imba yakatimirira
of God
yamwari
not made with hands.
It's now gadzirwa nemaoko evanhu.
It's eternal.
Ii aiparari
in the heavens
inogara kudenga.
Amen. So we want to speak on just for a few minutes.
Kwema minutes mashomanana.
What are you reflecting?
Urikuratidza chii?
Amen. Because the prophet says, amen, you are here. What you are.
Uri pano nezvauri.
Somewhere else.
Okay. Zvauri pano ndozvauri kune imwe nzvimbo.
You are here.
Uri pano.
What you are.
Sezvauri.
Somewhere else.
Kune imwe nzvimbo.
Whatever your life is reflecting,
zviri kuratidzwa neupenyu hwako panapa.
It's not you just doing it.
Ufungeka, hausiriwe uri kuzviita.
Amen. But it's a reflection.
Asi kuratidzwa
of what you are.
Kwezvauri.
It's a reflection.
Ndokuratidzwa
of where you are going.
Kwekwauri kuenda.
Amen. It's a reflection.
Ndokuratidzwa
a representation.
Kwehumiriri
of yourself.
Wako
some other place.
Kune imwe nzvimbo.
Where is that place? That's what we are saying. What are you reflecting? Because the Christian life, it's a life of a display. Remember what we are saying. That God, the prophet says, he had a mystery. Amen. He didn't have the back part of his mind.
And the prophet says,
God has shown that mystery in the life, amen, of the believers. Because when you read the Bible, you are reading about people. Amen. But what are you talking about? We say the Bible.
Not Bible.
We say the Bible.
Bible
is the word of God. But when we are reading the Bible, we are reading about people. Amen. So these people in the Bible, they were reflecting what they were somewhere else. Because remember, when God was speaking to Job, he says, Job, stand up.
Job, meet up.
Answer me.
Chimbonipindura.
Where were you?
When
I laid the foundations of the
world,
when the sons of God,
they
shouted for joy. So for you to be a Christian today, there is no way you can be a Christian unless you were in the mind of God, unless you were in God himself. Because the Christian life is nothing else of reflecting the life of God, of reflecting who God is. Anything short of that, it's not a Christian life.
Wapota chikristu.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Christian life,
upenyu wamukristu,
is not coming to church.
Isinyaya yekuya kuchurch.
Coming to church, there's many people who are going to church today. There's many people who are sitting as you are this morning in different places. Others underneath trees. But they've gone to church. So the Christian life is not going to church. Because everyone goes to church. Even the man who was in the tavern last night, he's a church this morning. That's not a Christian life. The Christian life is a reflection of who God is. Because in the beginning, the Bible says, God
Pakutanga mwari.
He said, let us make man.
Vakati ngatiitei munhu.
In our own image.
Mumufananidzo wedu pachedu.
In the image of God.
Mumufananidzo wamwari.
Was man made.
Ndo pakaumbwa munhu.
But because of sin.
Nokuda kwechivi.
That man was separated from God.
Munhu iyeye akapatsanurwa kubva kuna mwari.
But God went on a plan.
Mwari vakaenderera mberi nezano ravo.
To bring back that man.
Rekudzora munhu.
He went on a plan.
Vakaenderera mberi.
The plan of redemption.
Neurongwa wekudzikinura.
And you sitting here this morning.
Iwe wakagara pano mangwanani ano.
You have come to give a testimony.
Wauya kuzopa chapupu.
That you were in that plan.
Kuti wakanga uri
munhurongwa. Of redemption. You cannot be sitting here unless you are identified with Calvary. What does Calvary mean to
Calvary
you this morning? Calvary doesn't mean wearing a long dress.
Calvary
doesn't mean just cutting your head, brother. Calvary means the life of God in you once again. The supernatural manifesting itself in you.
Mauri.
That's why the prophet came in this day. In case you did not believe it. In case all along you thought it was old woman's fable. But God, because he is faithful to his word, because he was determined from the garden of
Eden
to bring back Adam to where he was in the beginning. That's why before us in this hour that you are living in, there stood a man, a man of like passions as we are, but through his life
we
saw a display of Jesus Christ. We saw a display of God showing forth that Calvary was not in vain. That Calvary was there to make you come to that place where you stand like God, where you speak like God. But the problem this morning, brother, sister, is not you are not coming to that place where you believe in your word, just like God believed in his word. And he said, let there be. Amen. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, the world that we see today, things that appear were made of things not seen. Why? Because God spoke it. It was somewhere there. It came out to reflect what it was in God in the beginning. So you, this morning, what are you? A reflection of that God above. If you don't believe it that way,
and
you continue on coming to church, you don't stand on that stage where you know what God has made you. Sure enough, brother, sister. Amen. You will be part of the history. You will be part of the history of those who have been amongst us and they have gone their way. Because sure enough, brother, sister. Amen. We cannot be speaking of saying everyone is going to go. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We will not be speaking according to the Bible. Because Jude speaks in the Bible. The Bible says they went away from us because they were not of us. The Bible says there's some men ordained to this condemnation. Amen.
Amen.
So, brother, sister,
Amandrat,
we cannot be telling you that everyone is going to go. Amen.
Amen.
If everyone was going to go, then the prophet would have never spoke about three kinds of believers. But our problem is, brother, sister, amen. When we speak about three kinds of believers, take it away from your mind and try and make yourself that you are here sitting in the message church. Then you are the believer. Then the make believer
Saka muno amutendi wekabanga.
Is in the one in the denominations.
Ari ku Methodist.
And the unbeliever.
Muno asingatende.
Is the man who is in the tavern.
Ndiye chidhakwa chiri kubhawa.
The prophet never said that.
Mprofita anambotaura izvo.
The prophet said.
Mprofita akati.
Wheresoever there is a gathering.
Pese panoungana vanhu.
Of believers.
Vatendi.
There is three kinds of believers.
Pane mhando nhatu dzevatendi.
Only you yourself.
Saka
iwe pachako. Only you yourself.
Iwe pachako.
Who will know?
Ndiono ziva.
What you are.
Kuti uri mhando ipi.
That's why Paul says.
Ndozaka Paulo achiti.
You should make sure.
Iva nechokwadi.
Your election.
Yekudanwa kwako.
And calling.
Nekudanwa kwako.
Because you are looking at your life.
Unokuti unozvitarisa.
What is it reflecting?
Uri kurupenyu wako uratidze chii.
Is there that desire?
Unachiwa hereji.
To come into that perfection.
Chekusvika pakukwana.
Because when there is that desire.
Nekuti awanachiwa
ichi. To come into that perfection.
Chekusvika pakukwana.
Which means there is part that part of you.
Nekuti izvozvo zviri
chikamu.
Pane chikamu chako
chisingaoneki. The one which is drawing you.
Ndochiri kukudhonza.
Amen. From somewhere beyond.
Kubva kunzvimbo iri
kumusoro.
Iri kukudhonza.
To come into that perfection.
Kuti usvike pakwaniswa.
To come into that place.
Kuti usvike panzvimbo iyi.
Where you are one with God.
Yekuti wabatana naMwari.
Because perfection is in God.
Nekuti kukwana kuri muna Mwari.
And if you came from God.
Kana wakabva kuna
Mwari. You have got a desire.
Une chishuwo.
To be like God.
Chekufanana
naMwari. You never have a desire.
Une chishuwo.
To be any of the things of the world.
Haukwanise nekuve nechishuwo chokufanana nenyika. Ndozvakamana ndatsi.
Why me, brothers? Me, brother, sister.
Ini kanandiri ina amanda.
I've said I've come to a place.
Ndakasvika pachinhu chokuti.
Where we don't have to be persuading people.
Aticha fanira kunyengerera vanhu.
Where we have to, when we have to be shouting at people.
Padrovanonge tichidaidzira vanhu, tichidaidzira, tichipopotera.
About the way they dress.
Pamusoro pekupfeka kwavo.
The way they conduct themselves.
Zvibatei zvakanaka kani.
Whatever they do.
Itaiwo zvakanaka.
Amen. Because I believe.
No ndotenda kuti.
If God is in you.
Kana Mwari vari mauri.
Amen.
Amen.
Do not wait for the pastor.
Kana Mwari vari mauri haumirire mufudzi.
To tell you how to dress.
Kuti peka dress refu.
God is in you.
Kana Mwari vari mauri.
You will not wait for the pastor.
Haumirire pastor.
To tell you of the places to go.
Kuti aiwa usaende kumashabini.
To tell you how you should speak.
Taura mataura sa brother.
How you should conduct yourself.
Zvibate sa sister.
If the spirit of God is in you.
Kana mweya waMwari uri mauri.
The spirit of God in you.
Mweya waMwari uri mauri.
Will never make you defraud a brother.
Haukukonzere kuti uvhiringidze hama.
Amen. Will never make you to dress improperly.
Haukukonzere kupfeka zvisina kufanira.
Will never make you to go with the trend of the world.
Haukutendere kufamba senyika.
That's why, brother, sister.
Ndochikonzera hama.
We are past that time.
Takapfuura nguva idzodzo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The only people whom we worry about.
Vanhu vanoti vatinototyira.
Who is the people who are just coming in?
Vanhu vari kungotangawo vachangopindawo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Not brother, sister.
Kwete hamanda.
You have been here.
Kuti magara panapa.
Coming here.
Muchiuya pano.
For the past 10 years.
Kwemakore anopfuura gumi.
Amen. And now you are becoming like the children of Israel.
Saka wakufanana nevana veIsraeri.
Make us a king.
Makuti tipei mambo.
Like all the other nations.
Sedzimwe ndudzi dzose.
Amen. You have to look up to God.
Iwewe tarisa kuna Mwari.
God is in you.
Nekuti Mwari vari mauri.
He is the one who guides you.
Ndo vanokutungamirira.
He is the one who leads you.
Ndiwo anokutungamirira.
No matter where you go.
Hazvina basa waenda kupi.
Amen. No matter you are alone.
Kunyange uri woga.
Hauitire zvinhu kutya vanhu.
You don't do things to please people.
Ndakanga shaura nedzimwe hama.
I was talking to some brothers.
Ndichiti Eastly Tabernacle.
And I was saying Eastly Tabernacle.
Amen. We had a precious pastor, Brother Chesa.
We taantine mfudzi vakanaka, Pastor Chesa.
We loved him so much.
Taivada zvikuru.
But we came to a junction.
Asi takasvika pamharadzano.
Where God took him away from us.
Yekuti Mwari vatora kubva kwatiri.
And I was telling people, speaking with some other brothers.
Ndaitaura nedzimwe hama.
And I said, watch.
Ndikatarisai.
From that time.
Kubva panguva iyoyo.
Because there is other people.
Nekuti kune vamwe vanhu.
Who were coming to East Little Tabernacle.
Vanga vachiuya ku East Little Tabernacle.
They had things which they wanted to do.
Vaine zvinhu zvavanga vachida kuita.
But they were ashamed.
Asi vanga vachinyara.
They be ashamed of the pastor.
Vainyara mufudzi so vachinyara mufudzi.
But now that the pastor is not there.
Now iye zvezvi mufudzi vaenda man.
Start seeing people doing certain things.
Takuona vanhu vachiita humwe zvimwe zvinhu.
They were people.
Paiva nevanhu
who had desires.
vanga vane zvishuwo
to go other places
dzokuenda kune dzimwe nzvimbo
now that brother Chester is no longer there
yes you know pastor Chester
they will certainly go other places
vakuenda dzimwe nzvimbo
why
say
it's because brother sister
nyekuti hama
from the beginning
kubva pakutanga
you yourself
iwe pachako
you never had a revelation
wakanga usina chizaro
of who God is to you
nokuti mwari chikwauri
amen.
Amen
if you have got a revelation
kana une chizaruro
you will not stand because of a man
haukwanze kumira nekuda kwaumwe munhu
you don't stand because it's brother Lazarus
haukwanze kumira na brother Lazarus
amen where I am out there
kwandiri kunze uko
kwandoshanda uko
where I work
ndakambo ndofana ngambo stora pane dzimwe nguva
I believe I once spoke about it
kuti nini pamwe
sometimes
pamwe mwedzwe pamwe ndotozopinda service kuno
I attend service here when I come here
pamwe ndikwanisi kuinda ku church
sometimes I'm not able to go to church I'll be at work
amen saka mai ndai kuti ndandiri munhu
if I was here
kuti chikristu chakamira pakuenda ku church
if I was a man who was only a Christian because of going to church
zvairo kuti chikristu chapera
it would mean that my Christianity is doomed
amen handina pastor vanotitarisa kuti ndaenda kuchechi rikauta
handinoenda I've got no pastor who is following after me
handina mudikoni anotifonera kuti ko brother same sina kuya kuchechi
there is no deacon who is following after me why are you not coming to service
amen dai kuti ndandiri munhu anomirira madikoni atozofona
if I was a man who would wait to be shepherded by deacons to phone me and then try to give excuses that why I was not at church or coming to church because I'm afraid the deacons will ask me where were you it means when you are alone there is no Christianity Christianity my brother sister it's you and Christ not you and the deacon not you and the pastor it's you and Christ alone because the pledge that you make is uniting yourself with Christ what you want to reflect is Christ Jesus wherever you are it doesn't matter you are at work it doesn't matter you are at home because when we are in church everyone is a Christian
amen kana taenda kwataenda
but when we leave the church
vanhu vanotanga kuratidza zviri
mavara people try now show their true colors
amen ndosaka tiri kuti pane runziro
that's why we are saying there is an influence
inoita kuti uratidze zviri mukati muupenyu hwako
that will make you to show what is in you
rangarirai profeta
remember the prophet
vakaparidza message of souls in prison now
preach the message nonzi mweya imurutorongo
mwari akavapa mukana
God gave him an opportunity
wokuti vakaenda kudenga
that he went to heaven
vakavapa mukana
and God gave the prophet an opportunity and he also went to the underworld
vakaenda kunyika yepasi
when the prophet went to the underworld
amen avana kuona mweya ayo
he did not see souls no
vakaona vanhu
he saw people
nemaitiro vakanga vachiita
and the way they were behaving
amen
amen
vadzoka panyika
when he came back on earth
pane vanhu vanonzi vanhu kwavo
to the real human beings
amen vanhu vane uchenjeri
people who are intelligent
vanhu vabudirira
people who are successful
asi vakashamisika
but he was surprised
kuti chinhano chavakaona mukati megehena
that the same things he saw in heaven
chakanga chiri panyika
he saw the same people on earth
vakaparidza mharidzo
that's why he preached the message
yokuti mweya iri musungwa
that the souls that are in prison
Jesus
now
nokuti pane upenyu huri kuita influence
because there is a life that is being influenced
vanhu vari panyika
influence people on earth
ndosaka wako upenyu hamanja
that's why you your life brother
ona nguva dzose
every time
kuti chii chiri kurunzira
you must be careful what is influencing you the things that are influencing you
inoenderana here ne shoko ra mwari
is it in line with the word of god the things that are influencing you is it in line with the word of god the bible says
kana munhu ave muna kristu
if a man is in christ
zvakare zvapfuura
all things have passed away
zvitsva zvauya
and all things are new
zvitsva
what are the new things
zvitsva upenyu hwa kristu
is the new things the life of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Kana mweya wa Mwari wauya,
when the spirit of God comes,
unokupa upenyu.
It will give you a life
wakasiyana no upenyu wakare.
Different from the old life.
Ndosaka panguva ino amanzvada.
That's why at this time brother
sis, tiri kurarama pano.
The life that you are living on this earth, It's a life that is being influenced from another dimension. You are either being influenced from heaven or you are influenced by hell. That's why, brother and sister, the Paul was speaking. You are saying, Gati we slay pass
every thought that exalts itself above the word of God. Why cast all the thoughts which exalts itself above the word of God? Because those thoughts, they bring an influence which is going to affect the way you do your things, the way you behave. Amen. That's why the prophet preached the message.
That's why prophet akaparidza maridzo.
The greatest battle ever fought.
Hondo huru yati yamborwiwa.
There is a battle.
Pane hondo.
Between God.
Pakati paMwari.
And Satan.
Na diabori.
That battle started in heaven.
Hondo yakatanga kudenga.
That's why God says.
Ndosanga mari vakati.
The battle is not yours.
Hondo haisi yako.
It is mine.
I hondo yangu.
Amen.
Amen.
It's God who is fighting.
Ndi Mwari vari kurwa.
Between this devil. But the prophet says, in the message of greatest battle ever fought, God and
Satan,
they chose a battleground. Amen. That battleground, brother, sister,
it's
not some air base somewhere. Amen. That battleground is in your mind. Amen.
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 You know, I was saying all the time, the prophet says, I've preached what Paul preached. You know, that message of the greatest battle ever fought is the same message which Paul was speaking to the Romans. In Romans chapter 7, he says,
anoti,
when I want to do good,
pandoda kuita zvakanaka,
evil is always present.
Chakai pachinogara chiripo.
Amen.
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 But he says, thank God.
Asindotenda Mwari.
Through Jesus Christ.
Kubudikidza na Jesu Kristu.
He has given me the victory.
Vakandipa kukunda.
Amen.
Amen.
So, brother, sister.
Amanzati.
That's why the prophet says.
Ndosaka muprofita vakati.
The greatest enemy.
Muvengi mukuru.
Is yourself.
Ndiwe pachako.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Like I said the other last time.
Sezo ndakambotaura kumashure.
The person whom you speak to,
munhu waunotaura naye,
most
kunyanyisa,
is yourself.
Unotaura nepachako.
Amen.
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 Iwe unotaura kwauri every time.
You speak to yourself nguva dzakawanda.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you are dambudziko.
And you are the biggest problem.
Zvauri zvaunoita.
What you do,
ndiwe,
it's you.
Amen. Amen. Havasi sister so and so.
It's not another sister.
Havasi brother so and so.
It's not another brother.
Zvaunoita.
Whatever you do.
Attitude yako.
Your attitude.
Kuna brother so and so.
To a certain brother.
Kuna sister so and so.
To a certain sister.
Kana kune nguva unosenza naye.
Or to your colleague.
Attitude yako.
Your attitude.
Problem ndiwe.
You are the biggest problem.
Iye has problem.
Your brother and sister is not the problem.
Amen. 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 Because the
battle between God and Satan,
it needs
agents who must fight.
Amen. So it depends on you.
It now depends on you.
How
are you tuned?
Amen. Could you not receive my weapons up?
Which weapons do you receive?
You not receive a chin, you wakamira.
What do you receive so you might be able to stand? That's why, brother and sister, the prophet says, Jesus Christ, when the devil came to him and tempting him, he overcame by the word.
Amen.
Amen. What happens? The devil will make sure that there will be a certain situation.
Amen.
But who determine
outcome,
the outcome,
yes, situation
of that situation?
Ndiwe.
It's you. Because you tell yourself. Now, by the manner of speech this brother was doing, What does he really mean?
Vanofunga kuti ndiani iwe?
Who do you think he is?
Uri kuzvitaurira kwauri
uri wewe. You are just thinking in yourself.
Manje zvaitwa na sister.
Now what this sister has done?
Action yaitwa nomudzimai wangu.
This action by my wife.
Maitira vaita.
The way she has handled herself. What does it mean?
Iwe ndiwe uri kuzvitaurira.
You are thinking in yourself.
Wapedza kuzvitaurira.
After thinking like that.
Amen.
And then you do what you do. You conclude. And you send yourself. And you conclude what you are going to do. And you conclude that I'm going to be moody. And you decide to change the situation.
I'm not angry, Brother Branham.
You remember Brother Branham? Upon a situation that happened to Sister Mida.
Amen. What
did the prophet do?
He went back to the word.
Vakadzokera kushoko.
Amen.
Amen.
Havana kuti ava manje mudzimai autojairira.
He did not say no. This woman doesn't know that.
Hazviti ndini baba pamba.
Doesn't know that I'm the husband here.
Hai.
No.
Muprofita akaona.
The prophet.
Mudzimai wangu sure she has gone through many things.
Discover that the woman angwapinda mune zvakawanda.
Amen. She's under pressure.
Vakati vari pasi pekumanikidzika
kukuru.
God help me to calm down the situation.
The environment.
To bring an environment.
Because the influence of Satan.
Because the influence of the devil.
Even you know,
it can go away. So my brother and sister.
Iwewe.
You yourself. With everything that happens in your life.
And Satan.
Don't just say it's the devil.
You
are the one who would have allowed him.
Amen. You
are the one who is giving room to the devil.
Ah, Satan.
Ah, it's the devil. Where were you when the devil was doing that? Didn't the Bible say
to resist the devil?
And he will
flee away from
you.
So why were you not resisting
him?
Why do you wait to give a testimony about
the devil? Before the
devil has done.
Yes, I can diabol.
Amen. Give a testimony
Ipacha pupu.
Of what God has done.
Yes, akaitwa na Mwari.
When the devil appeared.
Kana diabori auya.
Because surely he is going to appear.
Nekuti chokwadi diabori acha uya.
Amen. Like a flood.
Save mafungu.
Amen. But God.
Asi Mwari.
In you.
Ari mauri.
Is there.
Aripo.
To raise the standard.
Kusimudza chiyero.
Because this God who you speak about.
Mwari watiri kuparidza uyu.
Is not coming from a region somewhere.
Asi kubva kune chimwe chiyero.
That God has to be in you.
Mwari anofanira ari mauri.
If you cannot see him in you.
Kana ukasamuona mauri.
There's nothing he can do for you.
Hapana chanokwanisa kukubatsira.
Because the first port of call.
Nekuti chekutanga.
Is for you.
Ndechekuti iwe.
To see God.
Kuona Mwari.
In your life.
Ari muupenyu wako.
By a testimony.
Nechapupu.
Of a true saved life.
Cheupenyu hwakaponeswa vachokwadi chapupu
of a life
cheupenyu
which shows the life of God
chinoratidza upenyu
hwa Mwari. The Bible says
does not honor the Bible.
If our hearts condemn us not
kana moyo yedu isingatipomere
then we can have all that we ask for
not tinokwanisa kuwana zvose
zvatinoda. Why if our hearts condemn us not
say moyo yedu isingatipomere.
Bible not kana moyo yedu isingatipomere.
If our hearts condemn us not
tinowana zvose zvatinokumbira
kuna Mwari. We get all that we petition.
Say Bible chitero kuti kana moyo yedu isingatipomere.
Why does the Bible first speak about our hearts not condemning us? Because that's the first port of call.
Pekuti kana wazvibatanidza ne Calvary.
That when you join yourself to Calvary.
Wakuziva kuti Bible rinotaura iyo kuti.
You know the Bible says.
Hapasina kupomerwa mhosva.
Therefore now no condemnation.
Kune vari muna Christ Jesus.
Those that are in Christ Jesus.
Wamira pachinzvimbo.
You have stood at the position. That God has placed you.
Wakuziva kuti hauna condemnation.
You know that hauna kupomerwa.
Amen. Wakuziva kuti zvese zvaunotaura.
You know whatever you speak.
Zvinoitika.
It will happen.
Nokuti Mwari.
Because God.
Jehovah akamira pawamire.
He is standing toe to toe with
Amen.
You.
Amen. Nokuti iwewe wakamira.
Because you are standing.
Panzvimbo.
At the place.
Yawakadzorerwa naMwari.
That God restored
kuti
you to.
Kuti uve Mwari.
And also God.
Panyika ino.
That you become Dosa God on this earth. That's why, brother and sister, we are a blessed people to see these things that we are seeing in this day. But the problem we have that we are walking in a journey like the children of Israel. That's why the prophet preached the marriage of Israel.
Israel.
going through the journey of the children of Israel. And in that message he spoke. And he said the journey traveled by the children of Israel is the same journey that the church goes through. Same journey with the believer. It means that in this journey, as a church, we come through different stages. In this journey, as individuals, we meet certain situations. If you look through the life of the children of Israel, when they were moving with God, they were not traveling alone. They were moving with God. They met different situations. God had a purpose for it. For them to go through those certain situations. When they came to
Baal-peor,
and some went into Baal-peor, God had a purpose. God knew that there are some that would have to remain at
Baal-peor.
We are not part of this journey.
We are
not part of God going to Canaan.
Amen.
And they also came to the bitter waters.
Amen.
But they were moving with God. And they came to
Mara.
It's God who led them to
Mara.
But God had a purpose.
Because
God knew that there are some among them. Among them who must not enter Canaan. Who must join themselves with memory of the bitter water. And we had some were bitten by snakes and some died. But some, they realized the brass and serpents which God had raised up. That's why, my brother and sister, in this journey that we are going, don't just read the message. The prophet, he was pointing us to something. He was leading us to certain things. That these things help us in this journey. If you fail to realize that, you will be stumbled in your journey.
Amen.
The children of Israel, they arrived at
Kadesh Barnea.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's where many of us are.
At
Kadesh Barnea.
Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh Barnea.
The prophet preached the message at Bari pa Kadesh Barnea.
Amen.
What we must realize, why did the prophet preach the message at Kadesh Barnea? Because we are on a journey.
The
same journey as the journey traveled by the children of Israel. The children of Israel arrived at Kadesh Barnea. And God said to Moses, send some spies to spy the land.
Amen.
Whether the land really exists. And the spies went and they came back and they brought a testimony that the truly the land is there. It's true, flowing with milk and honey. But men and brethren, what we saw there, I don't think I would want to proceed. I treasure my life so much. I don't want to die. I don't want to go. No, I don't want to go. We are not able to take it. But the same God who had taken them out of Egypt.
Amen.
Who had taken them out of Egypt. It was not by their own
selves.
They did not even know about Canaan.
Amen. Spoken word ministry.
They did not know about spoken word ministry. They did not know that they could speak and things come to existence. They did not know about Canaan. When they went there, then when they saw that Canaan exists, but the land, It was not just a land. It was there. But there were stumbling blocks.
Amen. But
the one who brought them there, they did not arrive there by themselves. They are not the ones who gave the promise. It's God who gave the promise. He's the one who is taking them there. But what they failed to realize that they were part of the revelation of the promise of the word of God.
Count unworthy
of
the promised land.
And
they stood on the word of God, knowing that the same God who could deliver us from the hands of the Egyptians and make the Egyptians like nothing. The same God, was he not able to deal with the giants in Canaan? If God has saved you from a life of sin, is he not able to heal you? Is he not able to give you whatsoever you desire? If truly he has brought you from a life of sin, and you have got a testimony of where you were, and you have got a testimony of where you are standing, and you know that it's not you, it's God who has brought you this far. Is he not able to heal you? Is he not able to give your heart desire this morning? But you have to believe that he is able, that his promise can never fail. Brother, sister, that's where we have to come to that place where we know God's word can never fail. Because if he fails to heal you, then you are not saved. Amen.
Amen.
Because whatever he did in salvation,
he's
the same God who says, by his stripes we are healed. By his dying on the cross at Calvary, it was a complete package. Amen.
Amen.
So why do you fear when you come to that place, when you are sick, when you come to that place, when there is death knocking at your door? Oh, brother, sister, you have to stab death in the face. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you say, I know that he who is the resurrection and life, he is in my life, the one whom David spoke, you will not suffer his body to see corruption. Amen. He is dwelling in me, because there is a testimony that he rose from the dead. And if he has risen from the dead and he is alive in me, though I walk through the shadow, amen, of the valley of death, I fear no evil, for thy word, amen, is dwelling in me. Because in the beginning was the word, the word was with God, and that word, it became flesh, Jesus Christ, whom we saw. That same word which was in the beginning, amen, he has come down, and his flesh in you and me. So what can it fail to do? Amen.
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 Don't fail God. Amen. You are here, brother, sister, because you have to give a testimony, amen, of another life, which is not being seen. You are giving a testimony of that theophany body, that word body is calling you to come to that perfection, to come to that place where God will be seen on earth. Unless we see that God here, how can you believe in a rapture? Amen. If that God, you are not seeing him each and every day in your life. Amen. Because when the Bible says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not. Amen. It's not that he was walking side by side.
Good.
Enoch walked with God, and he was not. each and every day.
Enoch
was seeing a manifestation of the supernatural, a manifestation of God in his life. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister,
Amen.
The prophet says, when you believe the word of God and you believe and you be seeing God each and every day, you come to a place where the miracles of God, the word of God, it becomes a common thing. You just know God is going to do it because you believe it. You have seen it each and every day. You have got a testimony. Your life is the testimony of what God is doing. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, each and every one of us, you are not holding on to testimony of brother Lazarus. You have to hold to a testimony where you have seen God in your own life. God has to be visible. That's supernatural. Because God is supernatural. And where there is God, the supernatural has to be. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, brother, sister,
Amen.
We are in this age, in this time, where we are looking forward to the change of this body. But that change, we have to be seeing it each and every day. Amen.
Amen.
You have to see God each and every day in your life. Amen. Brother, sister,
Amen.
That's why the prophet says we have to see God in his creation. See God. Amen. In his people. See God in his word. Because that God, if he is not visible in your life, how are you going to know when he gives that last call? Amen. Because that God has to be visible in your own life. Your life has to be directed by him. Till whatever you do, you know it's him. Amen.
Amen.
Because he is leading you. Amen. Because you have given yourself over to him as an instrument to show forth who God is. But brother, sister, the problem is people are tuning themselves to other things. Remember, you and me, brother, sister, we are just like a radio. We have no voice of our own. We have no life of our own. We are either tuned into another station, which is broadcasting from somewhere. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's so many stations which are broadcasting. Amen. But when the radio is there, it has got the capability to tune in to VO, Voice of America.
It
can tune in.
Amen.
To ZBC.
Kubata ZBC.
It can tune in.
Ino gona kuchunua radio.
Whatever other. It has got all the capability.
Ino kwanisa kubata mama ma stations.
But it depends.
As is no ngwendrana.
With the person who is holding on to that radio. What does he want to hear? Amen.
Amen.
He tunes.
Ano chuna.
Amen. Sometimes there might be that interference. But you make sure it's tuned right. That you will hear right. So that's the same with you and me, brother. There's so many broadcasting stations out there.
Broadcasting station.
Others are broadcasting from hell. Amen. There are others who are tuned to those waves, which are coming from hell. And what do we see in their lives? A manifestation of the life of hell. But there are others who are tuned to that radio station, which is broadcasting from above. And what we see in their lives? A manifestation of the life of God. That's why, brother, sister, in this hour that we are living in, we are not living on our own. That's why Paul says, the life that now I live,
upenyu wanda kurarama yezino andisi kurarama wangu ndega asi ndi kurarama wake.
Amen. Amen. That's
Amen.
Why, brother, sister,
Amen.
You have to make sure
that
you are tuned right.
Kuti waka tunwa
zvakanaka. How do you tune yourself
Uno right? Zvichuna sei zvakanaka.
By the word.
Kubudikidza neshoko.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it's only the word.
Nekuti ishoko bedzi.
Which can bring you to that portion.
Richakusvitsa pachinzvimbo.
Where heaven.
Apo denga.
Can speak to you.
Rinokwanisa kutaura newe.
Amen. Where, brother, sister.
Apo.
You stand there.
Unomira ipapo.
As a true billboard. Board.
Sechikwangwari chechokwadi.
Displaying.
Chichiratidza.
Jesus Christ.
Jesu Kristu.
In this hour that you are living.
Munguva yatiri kurarama ino.
You are letting down the world. You are letting down the world.
Urikusiya nyika.
No.
The people want to see God.
That's
why they are going wherever they are going.
They are
looking for God.
But
God wants to manifest
himself
in the life of his children.
Amen. When
God is manifesting himself
in
his children, and then God see people see the true God. That is the difference, brother and sister. With a person who is in any other place. The difference is God being manifested in the life of a believer. If it does not meet that, we are not different with those who are under a tree right now and wearing their white garments.
Amen.
Because even our worship, if it is only theory, if it's only reading,
amen,
we are not different with the Methodists. We are not different with the Anglicans. But the difference is on the life
display,
the display of God in the life of a believer. Let it not be a theory,
a living testimony. A living testimony
that we saw in the life of William Branham. It did not end with William Branham, but in the life of believers. That's why the prophet spoke in the church ages. God did not send me to build another denomination. I did not come to start another church, but I'm come to build individuals.
Amen. Zikamara Christu.
Until Christ
vanoonekwa
might be seen
mukati meupenyu womutendi
in the life of a believer.
Ndosiyano iwoyo.
That is the difference.
Amen. Ndaitaura ne danu vamwe vakomana ndosenza nawo.
I was talking to my colleagues.
Amen. Saka nipano mukomana wandoshanda naye, is my work colleague.
So there is one of my colleagues.
He
was talking about he's a person he worships with.
You
are saying that one is a worship. No, that not that one. That one is not a Christian, but this brother is the real Christian.
Ever since Adinambu waona wachienda kunzvimbo dzimwe.
I've not seen this brother going to any place that I don't expect of a Christian. I've not seen him do anything which is not in line. But I don't tell people that I'm a Christian. No. I just live the life that I live. That life is the one that displays Where I'm getting my influence. It's the same, brother and sister. When people see you, even if you hold the Bible,
amen,
and go to church, but what people see most, they see the life. They don't look at the Bible that you are holding. They don't look at the church that you go to. They look at the life.
And
they really notice.
Amen.
I was surprised. My wife told me where we stay.
Amen.
A A certain lady came to him, to her. And she said, you, we were noticing your life all this time. When you go out with the children and come back, you go out with the children and you come back. But what surprised us? Your children. We don't see your children misbehave like other children. The way your children dress, we were surprised what is really influencing your children.
From there,
my wife gave her a testimony
of what makes them to be the people they are. Amen.
Amen.
Because the people they had seen alive, They saw something different. They saw others who go to church. But they do certain things. Then they see these others. They don't do certain things. Then they see there is a difference. That's what it has to be, brother, sister. Because the greatest influence which can be upon
on the people that you live with and your neighbors
is the way you live. The way you do your things. We were
speaking with my wife this morning. We were speaking about a certain brother.
He's
our next door neighbor. Now he's going to Merrick Park.
Amen. But when we
were next door neighbors, that brother and his elder brother, they now go to Merrick Park. But when we started to stay close together, they were not Christians.
They were just, but they were observing.
They noticed our life.
Even yes, when we were praying at
then
they ended up, the other elder brother,
Mukoma wacho,
he came to
he visited us.
My message tapes.
And they could hear the messages of Brother Branham. Please, I want those tapes so I can also listen to them. And started listening to them.
After some time,
Paperangua, we did not say anything or testify to them.
Amen.
Amen.
After some time,
Paperangua,
we had the elder brother now was going to Merrick Park. Amen. After that, the younger brother is now going to Merrick
Park.
We don't take offense in that. Because this is church order.
But what we want,
that
Christ Jesus be seen in the life of believers. No matter where you go, no matter where you fellowship,
as long as that life is being displayed
in the life of the believer. That's what it must be. The thing that influences
is the life you live. Not what you talk. Not what you say. Remember the prophet. When he went to the cave and he met the angel. Amen. One thing which the angel told him, and he said to come and tell the people. He says, go and tell the people that their thoughts are more louder in heaven than their words. Why their thoughts?
Because the things that you think,
those no influencer,
are the things that influence your life.
Those no influence
are the things that influence what you do.
Those no influence
are the things that influence the life that you live.
Amen.
Amen.
As nabasa so onga taura,
it doesn't matter what you say.
Amen.
But the things that are in your soul, the things that you only know yourself,
judge.
That's why God will not judge you on what you said. He will judge you, but by what is in your soul. Because we saw men stand and preach, and people would shout, but deep down in their souls, They were full of snacks. That's what was manifest in their lives. Polygamy did not just start. It just did not start. It was in the person. It will be in the person's life. It has seed in the person. But it will be watered by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's the Holy Spirit that brings the increase. And you come in the midst of believers. If you come among believers with something in you, and the gospel preached, and you rise up and shout, what is in you will be made manifest in your life. That's why in you must be the words. After shouting, after clapping, from the pulpit to go to the aisle, back to the
Amen.
Aisle.
Amen.
We will see the life of Christ. But we
see,
after clapping, and run to the pulpit, going back, and whistling, and ululating.
Amen. The next service day.
Service in Otera.
Amen. Pomira pastor pan.
And the pastor stands here.
Court.
And he read the courts. And putting the person in the hands of the devil.
Amen.
Means that the seed that was in that person, it was not the seed of the word of God. So what is in you?
Amen.
Is what will be made manifest after the gospel has been preached. You know, the gospel entertains. Because this is honey.
Amen.
Amen.
It's
so sweet.
Message.
There's nowhere where the message is preached. Even an unbeliever coming for the first time, it is sweet. This is true. This is the truth.
Amen.
Amen. I see it myself when I get the opportunity to speak the word of God. Wherever I am speaking about the word of God, I'll be speaking the
message.
I won't say it's the message.
Amen.
Because the message is the word of God. When I will be speaking, the person will really accept it. You will notice this is the truth. You will really say this is sweet. That's why what is in you, if it is not the word, if you come among the children of God, whatever is in you will be made manifest.
Amen.
That's why, brother and sister, you must really mean it. That the thing that you received, that the thing that you are cherishing, is the word of God. You are not cherishing another life, another habit.
Amen.
Another way of life.
Amen.
They are too hard on us. They want us to do this.
It's in
you. We must be doing things like this. That you end up like that.
Amen.
Amen. Even if you remain here, you manifest that.
Amen.
Amen. That's why, my brother and sister, you must really make sure that your thoughts and your behavior are in line with the word of God. Because the word of God is the one we want to be reflected in our life. The reason for preaching is not to see the preacher. It's not the people to copy the preacher's gestures. If it happens like that, it means that our preaching is in vain.
Amen.
Amen. Because preaching is for Christ Jesus to be seen in the life of believers. It's not the doings of a man.
Amen.
But it's God doing it. That's our desire in this day that we are living. Standing here is not bringing something new.
The same old gospel.
What already
has been said. And the prophet Malachi 4. Because he was the messenger to this age. And what we are only doing, we are only putting a magnifying glass. Amen. That everyone else might see what it meant to their life so that they can be changed to be like Jesus Christ.
That's the purpose of preaching.
Amen.
Amen.
It's
God. It's for God to be seen.
Amen.
Because brother and sister, that's the problem that we meet many times.
Amen.
Is God. He speaks through people.
Amen. Asi, chinoda dambudziko rinoitika.
But the problem we meet is many times
tinotadza kupatsanura.
We fail to discern
munhu
between man
naMwari
and God.
Amen.
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 Saka ani kazhinji.
So many times what the devil does,
anotiita kuti either tiende kurutivi,
you make us to either go to the other extreme,
kana kuti munemwe extreme,
or to the other good extreme.
Ano
My
extreme macho is R2, are wrong.
They are all wrong.
Ekuti we extreme.
Kunewe rimwe rutivi rokutaika.
Ndokuti Satan anotiita kuti tione kuti munhu munhu.
We only say no, it was the brothers.
Ndongonakidzwa kuti munhu.
And we enjoy that it's the man.
Amen. Imwe extreme.
Kune rimwe rutivi rokutaika.
Ndekuti hationi kuti ndiMwari.
We will not see that it is God.
Amen. Torasikirwa.
And we miss.
Amen. Neropafadzo yedu.
The blessing.
Torasikirwa.
And we miss
nokuona maitiro aMwari.
To see the work of God.
Mwari nguva dzose.
God all the time.
Vanotaura nokuburikidza nemunhu.
You speak through a man.
Asi munhu iye.
But that man
ane ma shortcomings ake.
He has got his own shortcomings.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndozvo zvinotoripo izvozvo.
That is what is there.
Amen.
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 Munhu wacho ane ma shortcomings.
That man has his own shortcomings.
Mwari ane chikonzero chavakazviitira izvo.
God has got a purpose for that.
Nekuti nokuburikidza ne ma shortcomings
emunhu. Because through the shortcomings of that man,
vaya vakatemerwa kurufu,
those who are condemned to death,
vanhu vavaendeswa kurufu,
who find reason and go to hell,
vakatemerwa kuupenyu,
those who are ordained to life,
vanokwanisa kuona kuti Mwari,
they will see God.
Vanotaura nokuburikidza nemunhu.
Speaks through a man.
Hazvinei nemunhu.
It doesn't matter the man.
Asi Mwari ka.
But God.
Amen. Program yavo.
His program.
Amen. Ndeyekutaura kuburikidza nemunhu.
Is to speak through the man.
Amen.
Amen.
Asi munhu uyu.
But this man.
Ane ma shortcomings.
He has got his own shortcomings.
Ndozvakanga zvitaurwa naPaul.
That's what Paul was saying.
Kuti kana ndichida kuita chakanaka.
When I want to do good,
chakaipa chinenge chiri.
Evil is always present.
Ndokutanga ari munhu.
Because he was a man.
Amen.
Amen.
Asi Mwari vakanga vari maari.
But God was in Paul.
Amen. Ndozvimwe chetewo zvakare.
It's the same thing.
Mukaona mukati mengwa ine atikurarama.
In this day that we are living. Today.
Vanhu vangani.
How many people?
Amen. Vakuti vakatarisa upenyu wa brother Branham.
Who, when they look at the life of the prophet,
varikuwana skonzero.
They are finding fault.
Vokuti vasatenda message.
Not to believe the message.
Amen.
Amen.
Vachitotarisa mukati mupenyu womuprofita.
When they look in the life of the prophet,
kwete zvinhu zvisipo.
Things that are true.
Zvinhu zvotoripo.
Things that are facts.
Zvototaurika.
That are factual.
Amen. Asi haisiyo nyaya yacho.
But that is not the issue.
Amen.
Amen.
Nokuti muprofita.
Because the prophet.
Ndosaka vakataura.
That's why he said.
Kuti kusvikira tiende mukati mekubvutwa.
Until we are raptured.
We always have that sticky nature.
Tichagara tine kakukanganisa.
Tiri vanhu.
We are always human
beings.
And we will be making mistakes. And we will be making mistakes. That's why the prophet. That God allowed in this hour. That he had his own
mistakes.
After those mistakes. And he repented. Not something done behind
closed the doors. Word.
We read about it in the spoken word. It's there. For what? To help you and me. To understand what we are. And understand that when God is working with a man, it's a gift of God. We don't look at the man. It's God. But that God
is
operating through the man so that you might be helped. But many times people, they look at the man and when they see men
benefit
and they don't get the benefit
from the channel of God
which
God has put in his church. Let not it be you, brother, sister.
But
always know that when you come to church, no matter who stands here, no matter how little he is, no matter he cannot pronounce his words, but God has set some in the church as teachers,
as apostles,
as pastors. You, when you look up to God and you look up to his channel, God is going to bless you through whatever vessel you stand here, no matter despite, amen, whatever that vessel is, because God has set,
he
has set it in his church. The
church of God, brother and sister, God has got his own program, different from people's program. That's the thing that you must design as believers.
Amen.
If you are able to design that, you are not a person
who
is going to compare ministers and pastors. You are not going to compare ministers. It's not about comparison. It's about seeing Christ Jesus working in his program in
for
the church,
benefit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, I'm so glad I was part of this church. Amen.
Amen.
Because that's what we are taught. Amen.
Amen.
To appreciate each and every minister, no matter it's despised. Amen.
Amen.
You still remember, I once spoke sometime. Still when Pastor Chesa was still around.
Pastor Chesa was chiripano.
And I said,
Ndakati,
me, I was really greatly helped. Because I came from this church. Because in this church, there is one thing which I was taught.
Is
to appreciate every man in whatever position he has been put by God. No matter how he might be despised somewhere else, but if you appreciate that person in the position he is in, God will bless you. A blessing which you may be supposed to get. The blessing you were supposed to get when that man was standing here, but when you despise him, you lose that blessing because you have despised the channel which God has put before you for you to be able to get a blessing. That's why, brother, sister, let's be those people who take whatever God, amen, has given us before.
Amen,
because it is his word
that
we have to put before us. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, amen, me, when I look back, I know. Amen. I know where God has brought us from. Amen. This church stands today. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
As a phoenix.
Same.
Amen. Amen. Because at one time, amen, there was no one who wanted to associate with this church. Maybe you were not there that time. But let me give you the privilege and tell you that at one time, there was no one who wanted to associate with this church. There was no one who could speak good of this church. But we are here today because we followed the word. We chose to stand with the word. And when that word was reproducing itself in our lives, everyone else wanted to be part with us. Everyone else was appreciating us. They were not appreciating us. They were appreciating what the word was doing in our own lives. So, brother, sister, that's my encouragement this afternoon. Let that word go before you. Let that word take precedence. Don't ever put your thoughts. Don't ever put your ideas. Don't ever put your desires before that word. Let the word take the forefront. Like what the children of Israel were doing. All the time. The priests had to go forward bearing the word. And they followed behind that word. They followed behind that ark. They just follow behind that ark. The word. Whatever that word says, let's do it. Because Eastly Tabernacle,
it
came from there. Where we just did what the word said. And God
Mwari
took care of the rest.
That's
why you are sitting here this morning. That's why you can appreciate coming to this church. Because from the beginning, it was the word. And right now, it has to be the word. God bless you, brother
and sister. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.